Welcome to the Launch with Words podcast with your host, Bridget Willard. We're going to talk about all things content, blogging, articles, videos, whatever has words and goes on your website. Hey, thanks for hanging in with me here on the Launch with Words podcast, a supplement to the Launch with Words plugin and blogging prompts that you can find on my website for the starter pack. For example, we're going to talk about case studies today, which are marketing gold. You remember that Velveeta commercial where it's shells and cheese or whatever? The guy's like, liquid gold. Well, we want marketing gold. We want something that's, you know, can be used over and over and over again. It accomplishes many purposes, marketing and persuasion to new customers, you know, validation of concept, proof of expertise. And, you know, those can be done with case studies. In May for the starter pack, that's the big prompt because it's right before the summer. You want to get people before they start vacationing and forget about hiring small businesses to do things. Families that have kids use this time away, you know, even if we're remote working, even if we have a business, things just get busy. Should they? That's another question. But we can't roll the clock back to 1984 when we all ran the streets and came home when the streetlights came on. So a case study should answer the following questions. Who is the business, your customer? What was their problem? How did they find your product or service? What's the solution? And what are the results? You could also say, what were they doing before, right? So the problem was they weren't blogging. The business is you. They found Launch with Words from this podcast. They installed it on their blog, on their WordPress website. They set aside 2 hours every month to write and publish. And the results are the traffic from Google went up 10%, for example. You know, the search traffic went up. Case studies are the best because people sometimes don't understand what your product or service does necessarily. We did this back when I was working with Riggins Construction and Management Inc. in Santa Ana, California, with the epoxy injection video I did. It not only showed that it was more than just cosmetic, but showed how important it was. And that was a very large sales tool for us. I'm sure it still is. It's on the internet. You can watch it. It's the most ridiculous video I've ever made. But hey, you know, it worked. And that's the whole point is people need to know that other people have hired you for this exact same use case. Some people call them use cases. And it's tempting to make a PDF or a slide deck. And you know what? If you want to do that, do that. But the internet is blind. You want words. Like one of the reasons, I'll let you in on a secret. One of the reasons why I started the Launch with Words podcast was so the phrase launch with words would be on the internet more, right? So there's going to be 10 episodes. This is episode 8. And all of those transcripts, they are going to come up on Google search for when people look for Launch with Words. So it's not just of starter pack, it's premium packs. And so far there are 2 available, right? But this isn't an infomercial for me. It's just a for instance, you know, if you're doing somebody's nails and they came in and they're all messed up because they're biting their nails, they decide to get acrylics to stop biting their nails, then, you know, what were they doing before? They weren't using your services. How did they find you? Google My Business. What was their problem? They were biting their nails and they felt self-conscious about it, right? And the results are for $55 or whatever it costs, they are more confident. They're wearing jewelry. and they're taking more selfies. You know, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think the result should be. It doesn't matter what your product or service is. But the truth is that if your thing is worth selling, there is a case study out there. So reach out to your customers and say, hey, Janet, I'd really love to talk to you about how this has happened. Would you participate in a case study for me? You know, and admittedly, I don't do this as often as I probably should. And one of those reasons is I often have an NDA involved with my marketing services. That makes it a little more difficult to do that, right? So think about when it makes sense. Think about people who are really happy with the products or services and send them a simple questionnaire. What were you doing before? What was the problem? How did you find us? What was the solution? And what are the results? Because more often than not, they're going to be super happy with who you are. Now you've made them happy. They are going to share that with their friends and family on social channels and through email and text messages. And you will have another piece of evergreen content to share on the internet. Thanks for listening to Launch With Words, a podcast by BridgetWillard.com. If you like this podcast, why not go ahead and share it with your friends, small business owners, peers, your brother. Oh, I really appreciate your attention. If you have any ideas, contact me on my website. Follow me at Bridget M. Willard on Twitter. And I hope to see you on the next episode or the next season.